to, lost train, 12, okay. This is the item where we consider authorizing attendance of the board at upcoming meetings, and the first one, and for the new members, I assume what this means, the closed designations, you see that on there? These are either meetings that are open or closed to the public, and that's the designation on that, right? And so if it's a meeting that is closed to the public, then there's only four individuals that can appear, a maximum of four from our board if they wanted to express interest. And if it's open to the public, then it can be unlimited if that's necessary or desirable. So any interest on the NC PERS meeting that's scheduled for Nashville in October? Might be, okay. Any others? Interest in the Nashville meeting?
I actually, I was thinking more of the IFPBP.
Okay.
But I understand that the NC PERS conference for public safety is actually a very good board of the conference to attend.
I have a wedding the day before, so I'm expecting that to.
Is it your own?
No.
No.
But I'm officiating it, so.
For the day, right?
Yeah.
One of those day passes.
Lou, you've been to that meeting, right? Lou?
Louis? You've been to this meeting, the Nashville meeting, are you talking about, or are you talking about the next one?
No.
Okay. Not sure. Okay, so I heard interest on, so anyone interested in moving one?
So possibly two.
Possibly two.
Motion for two.
Move two, second?
I'll second.
Okay. So roll call vote, Anderson?
Aye.
Chivara?
Aye.
Gordon?
Aye.
Holcomb, yes. Kroll?
Yes.
McDonald?
Aye.
Gunnun?
Aye.
Zhu?
Aye.
And Donnie?
Yes.
Okay. The next meeting is the IFPB meeting. Now, before I do this, I don't know if it's been a while back, I went through this whole process, but watching these meetings fly by, for new members, it's kind of interesting to see what happens. It's nice enough for existing board members to sometime express interest in which of these meetings might be of interest, which ones have been more valuable than others. And so please feel free to ask the questions and see whether or not you should be expressing interest in going to one or the other, or several. And there's always somebody here that can say it was worthwhile or wasn't as worthwhile as I thought. We'd be happy to share that information. Okay? So on this employees benefit conference in New Orleans, interest in this one? One?
Bring your walking shoes. Memorial Convention Center is like a mile long. And it's a challenge to get from session to session. I went to this some years back. It's very good. It's got a full range of opportunity in terms of sessions that you will walk. So if you're logging your steps, it's a great one.
This is in the famous convention center, right? The roof that came off in Hurricane Katrina and whatnot?
I can't remember what year I was there, but it's Memorial Convention Center, and it's linear.
Oh, that's right.
I don't know how long exactly. But it's long.
Massive.
And so you have to bounce, I'm just telling you, you have to bounce around from sessions. You know, the session, sometimes it's, you know, quarter mile.
If Mr. Gordon hasn't discouraged anybody else or any other interest other than.
Thing about the IFPBP conference is that it's very comprehensive.
Hang on a second.
And so you can focus on governance or investments or other aspects related to public pensions and so forth. It's a huge conference because it's mixed. It's not just public pensions, but TAP and all that stuff.